Hi, good afternoon. Welcome along to the show this afternoon. I've got a really interesting one for you because it was a message that we received from a listener, which initially when I saw it, I went, yeah. But then it actually made a lot of sense to me. And then we ended up in an argument here in the office about it, which means when we end up in an argument in the office about it, it means it's always a good topic because it means everybody else will argue about it too. So why don't you get involved in the show? Don't forget you can text or WhatsApp at any stage at 085 100 2255. Now, here's the message. I was reading lately about the huge salaries the top civil servants are on. Higher than the Taoiseach. Is that right? Well, it is right, Texter, yeah. And to extend it further, how are jobs in general evaluated? Who decides what certain workers should be paid? Is it right that time spent in college should count? Does the contribution to society count? And the contribution to the country count? For example, should bin collectors be paid more than office workers given the conditions they have to endure? And I thought that was a really interesting point. You know, and it's an interesting point. And really, do degrees or qualifications equal euros? Because that's what they're saying. So let me give you an example. John or Mary is in a comfortable office with loads of breaks and coffee, and they're developing software. And they're working for one of the big tech companies, and they're being paid 90,000 a year each. Meanwhile, Jack is mixing cement on a building site around the corner for 8 hours a day in the cold and the rain, and every night his back aches and he's exhausted from the manual labor. He gets 35,000 a year. He's getting a third of what they're getting, almost. And yet he's working harder and his job is equally as important, isn't it? Okay, it's important we have software for big industry. But it's also important that we have buildings for John and Mary to sit in their office. And that's what Jack is doing. I'll give you another one. I mean, the outcome of his job is equally as important, is the point I'm making. Mary works 10 hours a day in a deli. She's on her feet all day. She's cooking, she's cleaning, she's serving, she gets minimum wage. Meanwhile, Deirdre works in an NGO, in an office, organising fundraising events. And her day is not quite as hectic, but she earns 50,000 a year because she's got qualifications and a marketing degree. Is that a good? Is that good? Is that the way it should be? There seems to be a level of unfairness about all of this. So who decides or who evaluates why we pay people a certain amount of money? I mean, those that agree with it will say, well, the software engineers have spent 4 years in college and have a degree and they're skilled workers. Whereas the lad, you know, mixing the cement, he's just an unskilled labourer. Hence, more pay for the software engineers. Because they worked harder to get what they have. But did they really? Is it fair? So, should unskilled workers be paid as much as skilled workers? If the job is equally as hard, if not harder in some cases. Let me know what you think. The number is 085 100 2255. That's 085 100 2255. Should unskilled workers be paid as much as skilled workers for doing the same amount of hours, the same, you know, the same kind of jobs? Let me just go to Maureen first, if I can. Maureen, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you?
I think this is really interesting. Why shouldn't the guy, you know, mix in the cement get the same amount as the software developer?
Well, he should get more.
And
I'll go further to say that this, the term unskilled worker, that to me is a myth because...
it's not a myth. It is not a myth.
A myth to me is to say unskilled.
Well, because there's no skill to mixing cement. There's no skill to carrying a bin, but it's a hard job. It's a tough job. But there's no skill.
It's a tough job, but they're skill mixing it now. They're skill laying blocks. They're skill using a level. Skill in all this.
Well, a skill
I couldn't
bricker.
Do it. Well, yeah. I couldn't do it. I wouldn't probably run block on top of another straight. But it is. It takes skill.
No, a bricklayer is a skilled job. I'm talking about a guy, a labourer, mixing the cement. He's just a labourer.
Yeah, but what
a bin man. Go back to the bin man. And somebody texted in already, by the way, and said, why am I saying bin man and not bin person? Piss off. There's no female bin women in Ireland. I don't think so. I've never seen one. If there is, please let me know. Okay, so...
That's like manhole, right? We're not supposed to say that.
Okay, so the bin man let's be clear about it, really important job for society, because if he wasn't there and they weren't collecting the bins, there'd be rats everywhere and disease.
Is that right?
Okay, so it's a really important job, but you can't say it's a skilled job, Maureen.
But well, if he didn't do it, nobody else is going to do it. But I was just taking the word that people tend to use unskilled for lots of other jobs, which takes skill, is what I meant at the beginning.
Yeah.
But I do believe somebody like that who's out in all weathers, hopping off the back of the lorry, getting the bin up, he's out on the piddling rain, snow.
Yeah.
Of course he should be getting more money. Well, why should somebody who sits in an office, twiddling their thumbs maybe half the day in a nice heated office on their ass?
Yeah, typical civil servant, yeah.
Just because they have a degree.
Yeah.
Why should they be entitled to more money than the ordinary person who is doing a worthwhile job? You know, it is ridiculous and it is unfair.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of agreeing with you, Maureen. Yeah, well hang on, because Lorenzo doesn't agree. Lorenzo, hi, how are you?
Hi, Dad, how are you?
You don't agree. No, you like so should the guy shoveling the cement, we're not talking about the bricklayer, because the bricklayer is skilled, that's a skilled job. But the guy, you know, mixing the cement, the labourer, should he get as much as Deirdre working in the civil service in the office?
So I think that the problem is to figure out the things in terms of all jobs are important, because as you said, if there is nobody to collect the bins, you have like disease spreading.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was something new since the medieval age. Okay. So it's not about the importance. It's about at the moment, the pay is done through how much money somebody is moving. Okay. So that's why a soccer player is paid. I mean, Cristiano Ronaldo or Messi or whoever you want. That's why they're paid way over what
they should. I'm not into football. Yeah. How much are they paid? $125,000 a week.
I've no idea how much they're paid, but it's crazy.
Yeah, Maureen gets that as well. Maureen's on about $125,000 a week.
That's because the amount of money that they move through sponsors, TV license and everything is there. But saying that the pay should be in relation to the amount of time that you spend in working and the amount of responsibility you have. Because saying a degree, now we are basically leveling exactly the IT with a doctor. It's still a degree, but it's not the same level. I'm not saying that the jobs are, one is important and one is not, but you can't compare a degree in IT and a degree in medicine or engineering. So there are some degrees that, pass me the term, are classic, and others that have been created because we need them.
Okay, let me get back to the original example. I understand what you're saying about a surgeon. Obviously, you're responsible for people's lives. Mind you, so is the bricklayer. Because if he doesn't build the building properly, it'll fall down and people will die. So there are responsibilities to that too. But getting back to, say, the labourer who shovels the cement, right? So he works a backbreaking job for 40 hours a week, shoveling cement and mixing cement in the cold, in the rain. Mary is in the office and she's a software engineer. So she's gone to college for 4 years and done software engineering in college. Now, she's designing software. She doesn't have a huge amount of responsibility apart from designing. She's not, people's lives are not at stake. So, I mean, it's an important job, don't get me wrong. But she's on 90 grand. But poor old Mick out there shoveling the cement is only on 35. Is that fair?
Well, she has a responsibility throughout her job. If she's not doing the app or the software right, companies are losing money.
But hang on. Hang on. But they all have a responsibility. The girl working for minimum wage in the delicatessen, she's cooking the sausage rolls and the breakfast rolls. She has a responsibility. If she gets it wrong, people get sick. So everybody has a level of responsibility in their job.
Yeah. But if when you're 18, 17, you decide if you want to invest your time in studying or you want to invest your time in working. So if you get a 22, 23 years old that went straight into work, he is getting paid immediately. While if he's in college, he's spending money to develop his skills. So that skill, that time has to be paid.
Okay, okay, well, that's a fair point. Maureen, that's, you're making an investment when you're going into college to get your pieces of paper, your degrees, your master's, your bachelor's or whatever it is. That's the investment. Whereas if you want to go into an unskilled job, you can go straight out of school into it and make money.
Yeah, you can. But as far as making an investment in college today, I wouldn't think so. I mean, they're coming out of college just as stupid as what they went in there, if not more stupid.
Some of them are. Some of them are.
Yeah, some of them are, exactly. Mm. But I mean, going back to the wages again, well, it's fine. It's going to Mary in her nice warm office, you know. She might be a software engineer, but she wouldn't be sitting in a nice warm office if the man out in the pissing rain didn't mix the cement and the other men weigh the blocks together to build an office so that she can sit in. So there is the discrepancy. Like, to me, I always found that wrong anyway. I could never understand, like, why somebody just in an office would be getting so much more and the ordinary person doing it, and, you know, doing a job. Every job is a job. If it's brushing the street, it's a job if you're getting paid.
Well, hang on. Let me just bring in the bricklayer if I can. Tony, hi, how are you?
How are you? Not okay.
Good. I didn't know you were a bricklayer, but there you go. You're a bricklayer, yeah?
I am.
Okay, so...
I've been since I was 14 years old.
Okay, well, then, mind you, there is a skill to bricklaying, by the way. I've tried it once. I tried to build a wall, and there was a curve in it. Okay, so this
is... Great fun, isn't it?
Yeah, and if you don't put a pillar somewhere in the middle, it'll just fall down again.
Oh, it's going to fall down. You have to put a pillar at every eight blocks.
Okay. Every eight blocks, is it? Okay, I didn't know that. Okay. Okay, so there's a skill to being a bricklayer, but the guy that mixes your cement... Right, if you're on a contract on a site, there's a guy there mixing the cement, turning on the cement mixer, shoveling all the stuff.
A good lad, a very valuable lad.
Absolutely. But he's on about, say, 35 grand a year, right? Maybe. And then, you know, Mary in the office, working in an NGO who has a marketing degree, is a fundraiser.
Them NGOs are...
Let's not get into the NGO.
Back to what you were saying.
Okay, so the person in the office, the software engineer, gets 90,000. Right. Is that fair?
No, of course not. But in saying that, but just like a good parent just asks their children to do the best they can, do their exams. If they had their way, they'd probably be like me and leave school at 14 years of age and go on to a job. I was lucky in the fact that I got a trade because our family were all bricklayers. But now, a skilled worker should be paid more. Now, that's not to say for one moment, but that the unskilled worker shouldn't be paid properly. And furthermore, Noel, I've always said, with these clowns up in the Dáil who tell people to work to, what's the age now, 67, 68?
67, yeah, they're going to go to 67 now.
All
yeah.
Right, like you try to go out and build a wall at 66 years of age.
But that's the problem with your labourer. Your labourer's back. Your back will be done in by the time you're 55, 60.
It's gone already. I think it's damaged. You know what I mean? Like, why is there no early retirement for construction workers?
But let me give you another example. You get paid reasonably well for being a bricklayer. It's a good job, right?
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. It's a tough job. You're out in the cold and the rain and everything else. I can hear you now.
It's a young man's job.
Okay, but here's the thing. Why should you get more than the guy that mixes the cement for you? And you do.
Purely because you've served the time.
It's a bit of paper.
Responsibility. Yeah. Just like you have the responsibility for putting the structure up. He's mixing the stuff. If the shit hits the fan and the wall falls down, he's not going to be blamed on it. All right, like you have a lot more responsibility than he has.
So your agreement, Lorenzo, it comes down to responsibility.
And skill.
So it doesn't matter how hard or tough the job is.
No, Niall, I fully agree with the men being paid properly. Like, if you want to give the labourer 50 quid an hour, that's perfectly okay. I'm not for a minute saying, no, he shouldn't get that. He should get that, and he should get an early retirement. Like, as I said, like, we have these clowns up in, just like up in the Dáil. They do 4 years and they get a pension. Like, we have the biggest clown gone in there at the moment.
Okay, well, let's not talk about the government. I'm tired talking about them. But yeah, so, okay, Lorenzo, I think Tony's kind of agreeing with you on a level of responsibility. And Maureen, I understand now what the lads are saying. So if you have more responsibility, you get paid more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that would make sense. Because your responsibility would fall on you. But that doesn't take away from the fact that the rest should be on a decent wage. Sure, I mean, look, I went into nursing, but nursing wasn't for me because my mother was a nurse and she thought I'd be a nurse. I didn't like it. It wasn't for me, but I went into the hotel business because I used to do it in summer holidays and I loved it. But sure, my job is just a responsible job. I managed the bar. Everything had to be in ship shape. I did every part of the hotel.
Yeah, but you wouldn't get paid as much as Tony as a bricklayer.
No, but I had responsibility.
I said when she was working in a bar, she wouldn't have got paid as much as you as a bricklayer.
I was in the other part. I was all over the hotel.
Tomorrow sounds fantastic. She could live on tips with her whole personality.
By the way, just to mention as well, Lorenzo mentioned Ronaldo earlier on. And
yeah, that's a different world now.
I'm just saying, I didn't even realise this. This is crazy, by the way, can I just point out? Lorenzo.
Yeah.
Ronaldo gets 17 million a month.
Exactly. So, for Ronnie.
17 million. Who could justify that? 17 million a month.
Yeah, but you know, for every Cristiano Ronaldo, there's 1,000 young kids thrown to one side.
Yeah, no, I understand. See, he's a one in a million job. I get it.
Yeah.
But that's why I was saying the money is made by how much money he moves, not about the responsibility or...
Oh, yeah, if he wasn't making that money for companies and sponsorship and everything else, he wouldn't be getting it. Yeah.
Exactly.
But you know,
yeah.
Niall?
Yeah, sorry, Maureen.
Just going back to hotel and that, because I had to deal with people all the time. Probably Mary from IT. She probably would have been one of the ones that would have, you know, your people coming into hotel, finding fault with everything, kind of looking down on you because of your job as well. And they just drive me daft.
Yeah.
You know, the people in the higher jobs looking down on the hotel workers.
Oh, yeah,
and,
no, I know.
Oh, this
yeah.
is wrong. Can I this and can I that? And to be like, why don't you snap your fingers all together and, you know.
It's like people, you know, there are a lot of people, I personally wouldn't, look down on people who work in construction. But construction is one of the most important jobs in the country.
Politicians look down on us.
I know they do.
The politicians
I know
look
they
down
do. Yeah, I know they do.
I mean, they look on us as the dirt on their shoe.
Yeah.
And tell you to work until you're 60, 67, 68 years old. I challenge any one of them, especially Simon Harris, for to walk out on a building site and attend 2 bricklayers or 2 plasterers for one day. One day, I would challenge him to go out and do labouring for 2 bricklayers or 2 plasterers for one day and see how long it lasts. Oh, he's never done a day's work in his life.
Yeah. No, I know. I know. Sure. I wouldn't even be able to do it, to be honest, Tony. I can barely lift a cavity block. So I won't be doing it. And you know, fair play to you, Tony. I wouldn't
get any worse than Leo, but we did manage to get worse than Leo.
Yeah, I wouldn't do your job, Tony. I wouldn't. I couldn't. I couldn't do your job.
You could, Niall. If you were brought on early enough, you would.
And no, my hands would be freezing.
Just like if you had no choice, my parents would, there you go now, off you go. And that was it. It was not, well, son, would you like to go to college?
And by the way, how do bricklayers charge? Is it per brick?
I don't know, Niall, because I don't be, to be honest with you, like, I'm not laying blocks at the moment, I'm laying bricks.
Okay.
I heard the other day, whether there's any truth in it, I do not know. 2.30 a block.
2.30 a block. Jesus.
Yeah. Right. Now, I don't know if that's true, but I mean, if you have any young bricklayer out there now, 25, 30 years old, that has his head screwed on, he will be making serious money. Serious,
no, and this is what I've said to the kids: if you're not interested in tech, don't be worrying about it. Go into plumbing, electrician.
Yeah, plumbing, not electrician.
Yeah,
I'd encourage any young kids.
There's huge money. It's double what it was 5-6 years ago. You're getting for the jobs.
Yeah,
and the same with being a bricklayer, a plasterer. Huge money because we can't. You just cannot get people anymore.
Plaster, no, it's too hard on your body. Honestly,
what plaster?
It's too hard on your body. I was at a funeral a couple of years ago. And a plasterer I knew walked up to me he almost had his arms folded and he was shaking hands with me. And I said, are you okay? He couldn't straighten his arms. He was 56 years old and he was walking around with his two hands in towards his stomach from plaster. That's just from going out and doing a day's walk to keep his family.
Yeah.
And then, as I said, we have these imbeciles saying, oh, well, you should be able to walk to 68. Let them have a go. They're not living in our walls now.
Okay, well, say, okay, getting back to the original argument, let me just go to Nuala as well. Nuala, hi, how are you?
I'm not too bad at all now. I was just listening to this. This, you know, the arrogance of these people in, you know, like, oh, yeah, we're learning great skills in college. As far as I can see, they just learned how to pass exams and how to find information. That's like, as I went back as a mature student, and that's what I found. I asked them, the first question at a lecture was, how do we pass this? How many credits do we need? It wasn't about learning anything.
Yeah, it's all about passing the exam and getting the bit of paper, isn't it?
I'm doing it because they were pushed into it. But I remember, I think carers and childcarers should be very well paid. Because suppose I'm a lecturer in childcare and I do about 5 hours a week and I get paid about 150,000 a year. And then the person that's actually doing the job and getting, you know, having the responsibility of a small child gets about €13 an hour. Or minding an old person.
Yes, that doesn't make sense, does it? Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make good sense. Just because you're unable to talk, why should you get more money than somebody who can't, you know, has to do actually do the skill job?
Yeah, yeah. No, I know.
Classroom is a skill job.
Yeah.
I don't care. I tried my hand at it one time and the stuff all fell down off the wall. But anyway, that was another story. But the thing is, like, you know, to do a job well, you have to have a skill. To clean right, if you were working in the hospital and you're cleaning right and you're doing it properly, that is a skill. I don't care what anyone...
Well, let me go back to the original example that the girl who originally sent in the message to us, right? She said, for example, should bin collectors or bin men be paid more than office workers given the conditions they endure?
Well, I'd say probably they should be paid dirty money. You know... Why wouldn't, like, I mean, if you're doing a dirty job or you're doing a job that demands a lot of physical strength that other people don't have.
Yeah, like a bricklayer or whatever, yeah, or mixing cement or whatever it is on a construction site.
You know, you can't do that for life. You, how long could you last as a fellow collecting the rubbish bins?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to do that for your...
And it's an important job, by the way. It's an important job.
If it's not done, there'll be rats all around the place.
Yeah, and what about the girl? You know, what about the girl who works in, the deli counter? On minimum wage, she's, you know, cooking up the sausage rolls and the breakfast rolls and all that kind of stuff in the mornings, and everything has to be cooked right to the right temperature, otherwise it could be dangerous. So it's a responsible kind of enough job, doing an 8-hour shift. Meanwhile, Deirdre is working, you know, in a marketing company, you know, a fairly handy number, you know, doing a few posters every day for fundraising events. Just because she has a marketing degree, she gets paid three times as much.
I noticed that when, like, years ago when I was in Denmark and I was doing a bit of cleaning, that there was great respect for every job.
Yeah.
I noticed that. Now, maybe now that's not there now.
I think every job is important. Like, every job is important.
Yeah. Like, you weren't kind of looked down because you were doing cleaning. You were looked down as that was an important job too. And they put in a stamp for you. You know what I mean?
Maureen believes everybody should get, you know, be paid for on how difficult the job is. Not how many pieces of paper you have.
Yeah, like, I mean, if you're dealing with the public, that's much harder than dealing, just looking at a computer all the time. If you have to put up with, like, people, like I did a tote in the dog track, like, and, you know, the guys that come up and they'd be cursing and swearing that you wouldn't get the bet on in time.
Yeah.
You know, that's, you know, it's for a person in a little kind of a job in an office and they're just looking at the computer and, sure, how do we know they're not booking the ticket for their next holiday?
Yeah, true. And you know, like, I'd give less money to those young ones that are up on aeroplanes looking after passengers. Do you know those young ones? Sorry. Oh, hi, Breed. I didn't know you were there. Sorry.
Get lost, Niall. You're a sucker. You love
to start
the
pot. Breed, getting back to the argument, I'm only joking. You know I am. So should the guy who mixes cement get as much money as you? He probably doesn't, but should he?
I think he should. I have to train hard for 6 weeks. I have to retrain every year and be up to date with all the required safety procedures and, you know, instructions and everything that come through IASA and come from EASA and from the American.
Yeah, but you're paid for the time where you're training, aren't you?
It's basic. No, we have to do a lot of this at home on our own time.
Yeah.
No, a lot of this we have to do at home on our own time. And I don't mind doing it. Like, I like to keep up to date and I like to know I'm given 100% to my job. But, like, I worked hard to get to where I am, Niall. It wasn't handed to me.
No, nobody's saying it was.
No, but, like...
So did the fella that's doing the... So did the fella that's mixing the cement.
I mean,
you didn't have to mix cement. I mix cement and I wouldn't be doing it every day. I'm telling you that for sure.
But no, but he does it by choice and he doesn't have to study.
I do not do it by choice. He does it because he has to get paid and he has to keep a mortgage and he has to do the same things as everybody else.
But he does it by choice. A bricky does his job.
No.
I mean, well, to be fair, Brady, you do your job by choice too. You can do another job if you want to. No, it's not.
I could. But
here's the thing. From a physical point of view, his job is just as hard work as yours. Possibly, actually, from a physical point of view, maybe tougher. Because, you know, it's hard work on his back and he's knackered every day and he's, you know, dirty and he's out in the rain. And so surely he should be paid a bit more.
No, absolutely not. Like, he chose to do that job. Sorry, no.
Sometimes people don't have the full education to be able to do that, but maybe you have other problems. But I mean, it's a physical job.
Can I speak?
Go ahead, speak away there. Go ahead.
Every time I go to say something, Maureen's cutting me off.
No, it's Nuala.
Nuala, sorry, I didn't know whoever talked.
She's one of the Nuala's. Yeah, go on.
The one is another Karen. I had to put my daughter through college. Like, it cost me €16,000 to put her through college. So, like, you know, she deserves to get a payback for the hard work that she put in over those 4 years. And it was hard graft because, like, it wasn't an easy course to do. And she deserves to get, you know, a higher level of pay than the fella putting the cement into a mixer. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is.
Well, hang on, Maureen. There you go. Brita says she does, you know, her daughter works, went to college for 4 years, studied, whatever it is she's doing. She deserves more than the guy shoveling cement into a mixer.
Well, I don't agree.
I know that.
But that's fine, Maureen. But, like, I worked hard. I had to work my ass off to pay for those college years. And keep her in, you know, and keep her going and everything else and whatever she might need to keep it going. And I mean, why shouldn't she get paid more than the fella? She put 4 years of hard graft into it. Like, she deserves.
Yeah, well, so is the man on the building site putting hard graft into his work.
Yeah,
and he's going to end up damaged.
Listen, he didn't
with bad back and all the rest of it.
But my back has been damaged from my job. Like, I mean, you know, like...
But you're not mixing cement or building walls. Neither are you a lumberjack.
I am pulling and pushing big, heavy carts every day of the week. Now, sorry, hang on a minute. You have no idea how physical my job is. It's extremely physical. And we have to be extremely fit to do it.
Well, Breda, I had a very physical job as well. I had to lift Guinness barrels, beer barrels, hold them, stack them. That was my job.
Yeah, but did anyone make you do it?
You know, I love doing my job. I didn't complain about
it. Well, there you go. Like, I mean,
but we're talking about the difference in people getting degrees and sitting in offices and people who are out working all weather. They deserve more than the ones sitting in an office.
Will you stop? As somebody that goes and
I won't stop. It's true.
If someone that goes and do a degree and goes on and gets a master's in whatever they're doing, the bin man should get more money than they should. Don't be ridiculous. Oh my God. You're like, that's,
I'm not
you
being
know.
Ridiculous. It's true.
But to be fair, I mean, look, your daughter has a choice to go to college. You talked about choices earlier on. But you know, the bin man's job is really important.
Yeah, I know it is, but like, they don't deserve to get paid more than somebody that's spent 6 years training for a job that they want to do. Sorry.
Nuala's getting angry again. Nuala, what's wrong with you? Okay.
I'm
not angry. I'm just making an argument. And I was just thinking, like, because I've seen them up in college and they have free Wi-Fi, they have subsidized meals, they have heat, and they have all the rest where the people I worked for. In the college in UHG. In UHG.
Sorry.
They have it in the college. They have it in the college.
They can't live in the college and they still have to pay
for
whatever.
Well, most of them do. Most of them come in at 9 o'clock and they might go to the canteen and they leave at about 10 o'clock at night because they were in the library. So, like, when I worked on the line, people, you know, in a factory floor, people have to be there, clock in, clock out, sit there on your desk. You could only go out when you go to the toilet or your break. You know, and I thought, and the people that I worked with only went out once a month at least, hardly, minimum once a month. And they had to pay mortgages and all the rest. And I mean, the thing is, you let me finish now.
I'm asking you, what did you let me finish? No, what did you let me finish?
But you let me finish.
Okay, let Nuala just finish for a second and then I'll let you. Go on, Nuala. Go on.
Yeah, let me make a point. My point is that they had a better, the students had a better social life than the people I worked with. And I thought, God, this is, you know, because when you work for a multinational, you realise that the taxes and the money that's been hauled in by the government from these companies is actually subsidising the colleges, the universities to a very high degree. So there's one person working, trying to pay a mortgage, and the other person benefiting and going out clubbing two or three nights a week.
I mean, Breena, sorry, just to go back to something Nuala said earlier on. So somebody who's teaching somebody how to be a carer, for example, a lecturer in a college, right, who's, you know, teaching the courses, you know, they're getting 100...
They have to get their doctorates to do that.
Yeah, okay, they're getting... Well, okay, hold on. They're getting 140,000, 150,000 a year, maybe, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then the person who they're teaching becomes a carer, goes off and is looking after elderly people or young people or people with disabilities or whatever it is, right? You know, literally changing their nappies, lifting them into hoists, all, and they get paid buttons.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. But that's a different context.
No, it's not, no, that's not a different context. It's the same context.
It's not because they're in the house maybe for 10 hours of the day or they're back three times a day for so many hours and to do so many houses in the day. We had fabulous carers for mom and dad when they were alive. But like, that's not the same as somebody shoveling.
Can I ask you a question? Do you think your job, and just remind people again, of course, you work as a stewardess, cabin crew. So stewardess is a really old title, isn't it?
Trolley dolly.
Yeah, cabin crew for a major airline, right? So do you believe your job is tougher than a guy who goes out at 8 o'clock in the morning and shovels cement and makes cement for a bricklayer all day? Do you think your job is tougher than his? Do you?
I do, because I have to deal with people. I have to look after the safety of everybody on board the aircraft. If there's disruptions, I'm gonna
be honest, Breedy. You know how much I love you. I love you to bits, right? But
I know you do.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, right? If I put you in your, you know, your dungarees and got you out on a building site with a shovel and bags of cement and bags of sand and buckets of water, are you really telling me you'd be up for that on a cold November day? You'd be up for that all day. That'd be grand.
I certainly would give it to me. It wouldn't cost me a thought, Niall. Absolutely wouldn't cost me a thought. You know, like, everything is done in context. You know, we have to work.
There's old lads on building sites doing that as well, you know, Breedy, not just young people. There is older guys doing it.
Yeah, but they get to a stage, you know, where
their back is broke.
But they still, you know, if you're going to be doing that kind of work, you put away for the rainy day down the road when you're not going to be able to do it anymore.
Okay, well, hang on. Stay there for a second, Breedy. Let me just go to Joe. Joe, hi.
Hi, Niall. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. Now, Joe, I understand people go to college, they get a degree, you know, it's kind of, you know, they're leaving 4 years of their life aside, you know, to get a bit of paper that, you know, gets them more money. Is that fair?
Well, the way I look at it, Niall, is, look, I think that it's important that everybody get on in life. But I do respect that the people who work on building sites and who do work on, who do very hard graft, they should get as much money as the person that's working in an office because they're contributing to society as well. And it proved that during the COVID-19 pandemic when you had all this snobbery going around. No, okay, frontline healthcare workers, right, they were doing an exceptional job. But there was a myth in the media that other people didn't count, only people that worked in healthcare. What about the bus drivers? What about the cleaners, the taxi drivers, the people who at the time, well, when they did have a
truck drivers, yeah, truck drivers.
Truck drivers, yeah, exactly. Cleaners, delivery drivers, people like yourself now, people who are keeping the show on the road during during those years. They should be rewarded as well as anyone else. I do understand that everyone has a right to a good wage, and that's fair enough. But you must remember too that over the last 15, 20 years, there's been an enormous amount of wages being paid to certain people, and I think that's why we had this we had this divide in society with the Celtic Tiger, where everybody thought they were better than everyone else.
But Breen is saying that a bean man shouldn't get as much to say her daughter who went to college to study a course for 4 years.
Niall, can I just tell you, if Ricky earns 32 to 1640 or 1648 an hour.
Now we're not talking about a brickie, because a brickie is a skilled job which you have to do an apprenticeship for. Yeah.
Yeah, but like, you know, most fellas, everything is automatically done now. There's very few fellas throwing that into a spinner anymore and doing it. It's all pre-mixed for them and everything else. So like, you know.
What, mixing cement?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it depends. If you're working with a big company like Sisk, it comes in the back of a big truck and it's just poured in. I understand that. No, but if you're working on extensions with some local lad, you're out there mixing the cement all day, or you're working with a plasterer and you're mixing this plaster for him all day. I'm only using that as an example. What about a bin man, for example? There's another example, Breeder. Or the girl that works in the deli counter for minimum wage, 8 hours on her feet every day, making sambos and, you know, breakfast rolls and sausage rolls and... You know what I mean? They're all important jobs. You know, the bin man.
I didn't say they weren't important. Everybody's job is important, but it depends on your level of experience and where you've achieved in this world. Sorry, that's the way it is. The more, if you move from job to job, the more experience you have in the previous job, the better chance you have of getting into a next level on the next job.
Okay, whose job is more important, the bin man or the cabin crew?
They're both equally as important.
Okay.
Equally as important. But like, you know,
should they get paid the same,
No, because they don't have to do all the training and they don't have to be up coming home through the night losing their circadian rhythm and everything else. Like, it's like,
There you go. Sorry, Joe, there you go. Breeder says they're equally important, but they shouldn't be paid the same because being, you know, the cabin crew, you have to get, you know, more training and stuff like that.
Well, look at the situation with the guards. The guards are getting, some of them are getting huge amounts of money, and there's some of them being put out on the street there and they don't even know what they're doing. So the way I look at it is, it's a matter of doing the work and doing it to your best ability and also getting respected, because I think that another thing I forgot too, Niall, was train drivers, because train drivers operated as well during the COVID pandemic.
Will they get well paid?
Oh, they get well.
Yeah, no, I think they do. I think train driver money now is like 65, 70 grand. Yeah, it's good money.
Is it? All right.
Yeah, I'll drive a train myself.
I had to work through COVID and fly passengers back and forth to the States. Nobody said nothing about that. We had to put our lives in danger every time we got on an aircraft.
And I totally agree.
You weren't really putting your life in danger.
But with respect,
we know now that people weren't, you know, you weren't really putting your life in danger getting on a plane.
But we were, because we didn't know how dangerous COVID was or what we could catch.
Yeah, we know now that it wasn't that dangerous. But I mean, just saying.
Well, my mother died of COVID.
I know, and many people did, and I'm not taking that away from people. I understand that. But we do know it was, more dangerous for elderly people. Yeah.
We know now, but at the time when I had to get on an aircraft and bring people across the pond, I didn't know how dangerous it was.
Can I, by the way, say a big thank you to all the people of Aer Lingus, because during the time of COVID-19, when the planes were actually flying, because they were actually flying some of them, they weren't as bad as some of the American airlines. I mean, you were allowed, as long as it looked like you were eating, you were allowed to lower your mask. Some of the American airlines, they were like the Gestapo. They wouldn't let you take it. No, put the mask back on your face now, please. Dave, hi. How are you doing, Dave?
That's the story.
Okay, so the example I gave to Breeder was bin man versus cabin crew. She said the jobs are equal, but she trained for her job, so she should get more money.
Yeah, and I mean, actually, no offense to Rita when I say this, but bin man is way more important a job than cabin crew. Oh. Like, I mean, no, but I'm just saying, God forbid we end up, no, I'm just saying, God forbid we end up in a post-apocalyptic situation. You know, World War III has happened. Who are we going to be looking for? Are we going to be looking for the exits, or are we going to be looking for a guy to take away our rubbish so we don't die from dysentery and, you know, drown in our own filth?
Mm.
You know, like, and I mean, no offense. I think Breida's lovely. And I, you know, I hope she's not calling me a prick now, but it's true. Like, you know, I mean, we found out during COVID, like, do we really need, you know, all these civil servants or web developers or people who work for tech industries? No, we needed the people who worked in our chemists. We needed our bin men. We needed our people who basically keep the wheels turning and keep our infrastructure going. You know, like people in shops. I genuinely thought that after COVID, come, you know, the following Christmas, that people would actually understand what people in shops did for us during the pandemic, but everybody just went back to being arseholes for them. I mean, working in retail is a harder job than working for an airline. And again, Breida, no offense, I'm not, you know, but I've...
So you're saying working in a spa shop is harder than working, you know, for Aer Lingus,
I'm saying working in Pennies during Christmas time, dealing with people who turn into fucking animals for the month of December, is a harder job than working for an airline. Because people don't see you as a human being during that time. So I've seen people throw clothes at people behind the counters, scream at them, roar at them. Like, I briefly worked in retail, and then I got out of it.
But I'm sure Breida, to defend Breida in her job, I'm sure she's dealing with abusive passengers every now and again, or passengers that can be difficult on a regular basis.
Yeah, but I'd imagine there's protocols there in place to deal with passengers who are being arseholes.
Oh, she did tell us one night she had to restrain a guy. She had to restrain a guy.
Yeah, but if you're working in the shop and someone's being a prick to you, your manager is just going to tell you, oh, look, shut up and take it or I'll replace you.
Yeah, sorry, Breida, what are you saying there?
What I was going to say is there's procedures, but like I'm the one that has to deal with it in a can, 30,000 feet up in the air. So, you know, like at least on the ground, if you're in Pennies or somewhere, if people can come to your aid. I mean, I had one of the guys on my own. Like I had eventually, like my crew were great and we got a couple of people then to help us to restrain them in the end. But, like, I was the one that had to deal with that situation. And there was nobody there. I couldn't open the door and say, come here, Mary, will you come and help me? So, sorry, like, I agree that people can be very rude. But, like, my job can be extremely dangerous if somebody decides to flip. And we've nowhere to go. Like, we can get to the ground eventually. But in the meantime, you've mayhem and havoc going on.
I mean, Dave, should the guy who mixes the cement get paid as much as the bricklayer?
Say again?
The guy that mixes the cement, should he be paid as much as the bricklayer?
You know, like, I understand that, like, I mean, if you're a labourer, typically labouring on a site is done by younger lads. Like, my youngster, when he turns 16, he's getting a job. And ideally, I'd like him to get a job on a building site because you learn how to work, you know, learn how to deal with people.
Harden job a little bit,
It's not as simple as, like, I'm going to just go in and throw a few shovels of cement and sand in a bit of water. You also have to deal with people treating you like dirt. You have to deal with, like, arseholes of foremen, some prick who's been a bricky for the last 50 years who thinks everybody's beneath them. You know, it's not an easy job. And people who work there, those kinds of jobs, typically their bodies are burnt out come retirement age.
Should you get paid as much as the bricklayer or Breida?
I don't think
And so. All you have to remember is four sand, one cement. Or whatever it is.
If you really think it's that easy, you've never worked on a building site.
No, I'm talking about mixing the cement. I'm just saying.
It's not like just throw it in and the cement magically appears.
No, you have to put water into it and put it into a thingy, spinny thing.
And you have to stack blocks all day and you have to bring the cement and you have to mix more cement. You have lads roaring at you. You have to go away and do all the menial jobs that nobody wants to do, which is, look, fair enough.
That's okay, fair play. Okay, I'm just saying to you, should he be paid as much as Breida?
I know, I'm just trying to add some context here. No, I don't think a labourer on a building site should be paid as much as a bricky or a sparky or a chippy because obviously they've served their time. They have a lot more experience in it. But I do believe that people should be paid a fair wage for their labour, particularly when you have people who work for, like, work retail or work in a shop or even the industry that I work in, the wages are notoriously bad because Ireland isn't really a massive manufacturing kind of a country. And if I'm being honest with you, my job is probably more dangerous than Breda's because if I mess up, I lose a finger or worse.
Well, if Breda messes up, hold on. If Breda messes up, the plane could go down. Well, no, the plane won't go down. But
yeah, well, come on. No, but I'm just saying, but we're creating this, like, we've created this society where you have people who go out there, like, there's this massive amount of snobbery on someone who's, like, working in a shop stacking shelves, or, you know, you're a bin man, or you're this, or those are, like, or your people who go out at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning and clean up on the streets and have them nice and clean for people the next day. There's this snobbery towards where...
Okay, well, hang on, let me just put that with it. Is there a kind of snobbery looking down on people who have different types of jobs? Do we do that?
No. Well, I don't. I think everybody's job is equally as important, and I think everyone should be paid a fair wage. I completely agree with that. I've never, ever said they shouldn't be. But you get paid on what experiences you have as you go on in life. You learn more and you can become more... what's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, but I know what you mean. But here's the thing, right, from working in radio. And over the years, I've had numerous people... you know, come to us and do work experience or whatever it is, or looking for a job or whatever it is, right, over the years. And I found that the ones with the college degrees, you know, who had gone to media courses for 3 years and got a degree or a Bachelor of Arts in college, they were normally gobshites. The ones that actually had worked in radio from the time they left school and just got their experience working as, you know, in radio, helping out, and they got their experience that way, they were much better people.
They're insulated.
Niall, I think every young person should be made go out and work from the age of 16. My lady did it, and it really stood to her.
Oh, I did it too, yeah.
I did it from the time I was 13. I used to go down and work with my dad at weekends and in the summer. I didn't do it any harm. I think people are mollycoddling an awful lot of young people now, and I think that's where a lot of...
Yeah, but the point I was making is these pieces of paper that say degree on it, or Bachelor of Arts or Master of Arts, for some people, absolutely, they're very skilled individuals. But for some... I don't think that they're any more intelligent the day they walked into college. It's just a piece of paper. It doesn't give them the right to have the job because they're useless. Should look at the bunch of morons we have in the government buildings.
I know, but
most of them have a college degree, except with the exception of the Taoiseach. Most of them have a college degree.
Yeah, but now, if you haven't got a degree, it's very hard to get into even some of the most basic jobs anymore. Like your time was having your leave or start. Now it's a college degree. But, like, everyone has to get in and get the experience as well. And the more experience you get, the better you get at your job. Then the higher up you can go within that field of your job, and the more you get paid.
Okay, well, hang on. I need to go to Norman and Steve as well. Norman, hi. How are you, Norman?
Hello, Niall. How are you doing?
Good.
How are you?
Good. Norman, hang on a speakerphone.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah. Thanks, Norman. Appreciate it.
Hello?
Yeah, that's better. Yeah, that's better, Norman. Yeah, go ahead. Okay, Norman, should the bin man get as much as the, you know, say, Breda, for example, who's a cabin crew for an airline?
If just to get back there, last night I was looking at, I was going to the stations and I happened across, what's his name?
Who?
The Green Party.
Eamon Ryan?
Yeah. And it made me almost cry.
Are you sure that wasn't a horror channel?
I nearly cried. I thought, what an idiot. Okay. And these people are getting a huge amount of money and expense accounts, whatever. And he doesn't know. I take the bike. I take the car now and again, but I take the bike. He's done nothing for cyclists, let alone for motorists.
Okay.
You know, it's an absolute mess.
Okay, anyway, yeah, I'm glad you got that out of your system. Go on.
No, but... He's driving me mad. Anyway, but just get back. My daughter is working now in the theatre, right? So if she's doing a shift day at 11 o'clock, she'll work for 3 or 4 hours, right?
Yeah.
For the first show. And then she has to wait 3 hours.
How old is she?
She's 20.
Oh, okay. And is she in college as well?
She's not. No.
Oh, okay.
We said to our kids, they'll go to work, experience the world, and then when they're 20, 23 or thereabouts, they can think about college.
Oh.
If they want.
It's an unusual way to do it, isn't it?
Well, unfortunately, I'm back to Denmark again. Here we go. That's the way they do it in Denmark. You go out first, experience the world. You do, actually, if you go out in Denmark, if you go out for 2 years and gain experience, that'll get you into college or into university. That's seen as more beneficial than doing high marks in leave dessert.
Yeah, well, I would agree with that aspect of it, yes. I think work experience is very valuable. Okay, so the original question, we're kind of on a tangent there now about Denmark. The original question, do you think that people who mix the cement on the building site should be paid as much as the office worker?
Definitely, yeah. Most definitely. And we won't go into the Aer Lingus and about COVID and the nonsense that was all about.
Don't. You make Breed angry. you wouldn't like her if she's angry.
No, I'm not going to get angry, but I'm just saying it wasn't an easy time for us in a tin can.
Breda, my kids were over in Denmark and nothing stopped. Everything was open. There was no schools closed. There was
agree with you. That's exactly what it should have happened here. But there was that much scaremongering, John. As I said, my poor mother died from COVID-related illness. Yeah. Like, you know, we couldn't see her.
My mother died from illness years ago from a virus, flu virus.
Yeah.
That doesn't make it any
better. I think that just becomes then insensitive between the pair of us. So let's all keep that. I mean, my condolences to both of you, by the way, and your parents died.
When my poor mother died, I couldn't see her. I couldn't. There'd be the Trolls coffin in 10
I know, and that was dreadful, Breda, and I'm just lucky it wasn't me because I'd have put the window in and climbed in. I wouldn't have put up with that. I don't understand how that happened or how that was even allowed to happen during COVID. That famous picture of that man standing outside the window while his parent or somebody died, you know, on the other side of the window on their own. That was crazy.
Yeah.
And by the way, any government party who, you know, were part of that, they should all be investigated. That was ridiculous. There was never any reason for that. Anyway, sorry, I'm going on a tangent. Well, hang on. I'm going on a tangent. I've only got 5 minutes here. Steve, there you go. You've been listening to Dave. Dave says, yes, the bin collector should be paid more because the snobbery is outrageous. Probably you're going to say the same thing anyway.
Okay. Well, no. I'm on here to defend Breda. I agree with Breda. I tell you why, because the vast majority of these people who, you know, study, they're investing into their future. A bin man doesn't invest in his future by putting in years of training beforehand. So you should be rewarded for the effort that you put in for that specific qualification. So, I mean, it just makes sense that you would get paid more. I mean, and that's not just saying doctors or nurses. It's like anybody...
That's kind of your choice. As Rita said earlier, it's your choice to invest in your future. If you want to go to college for 4 years, you find a way.
Absolutely.
That's your choice.
Absolutely. But it's an investment, Niall. Exactly. With Niall, I'm assuming you've invested into your future.
In what respect?
Oh, I don't want to call you a disc jockey. You'll knock me head in.
I was a disc jockey many years ago.
You're a presenter, and I'm pretty sure that you've put your time in, and I'm sure that if some newbie came along, let's say Steve came along tomorrow and went, oh, I can do what Niall can do, give me the exact same money he's on, he'd go, piss off. Get a grip.
But listen, sorry to put him there. That's a very good example. Niall does a very... I don't always agree with him, but he presents a very good show. But somebody like Turbity, an absolute clown, no time.
Just say it as it is, Norman. Go on, spit it out there, Norman. Don't be holding back.
I'm holding back. But an absolute, sorry, talentless person who got him because of Fianna Fáil connections. He couldn't interview a child in the month of Sundays. And this fellow was getting, 400,000-500,000?
Yeah, more actually at one stage. More at one stage, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Niall, let me point another thing out. I know somebody who put on a lot of weight.
Yeah.
You know, and they're constantly giving out about their weight. You know, I am slim enough, I'm fit enough. I walk a lot. I go to the gym, and I do that because I'm investing into my future. I'm not investing into now. You know, when I'm running on the treadmill, that's for the future. That's for future me. You know, and this the same can be said with your employment or your profession. If you invest into your employment or profession, that should be reflected in your wages.
Okay, well, let me just ask Dave finally about that, because I have to wrap it up in a second. But Dave, is that not a good point? If you're investing in your future, well, then you should be rewarded.
Well,
look, agreed. There's a lot of jobs that you're in, a lot of careers you're in. You constantly upskill, you constantly uptrain, you can get new qualifications. Like, look, a lecturer, someone who has devoted their entire life to academia, yeah, obviously they should be on a decent wage. But my point is, though, like, there are a lot of people out there who do work that's considered menial labor that, you know, everybody else looks down their nose on, and they don't get a fair wage for their labor.
No, they do. People do.
Come on. Lads, I remember when I was in secondary school, right? I remember we just read dickhead of a science teacher, and he was like, well, if you can't memorize the periodic table, you may as well fuck off down there to the community center and get a trade and go work as a bricklayer or a plumber or whatever, you know? And that was the look upon tradespeople, and it still is for a lot of others.
But even within jobs and careers, people look down on each other. For example, Breda, I know a girl who works for Aer Lingus, and I remember talking to her about another friend of mine, and I said, do you know such and such? And I went, oh no, sorry, she works for Ryanair. And she went, oh, for God, she only works for Ryanair. And I went, what are you talking about? You know what I mean?
I admire everybody that works for Ryanair because he's one tough cookie to work for. Mm. I mean, no job in the airline.
But they wouldn't be getting as paid as much as you. You get paid more than they do.
Well, yeah, I have now because they've got a union involved and stuff, and they're pretty well looked after. But for years they were treated like dirt. I mean, why anyone would ever go and work for that man was obviously, I could never comprehend it.
Yeah.
But it's a foot in the door to the industry, and then you can go on from there.
Yeah.
So like, a lot of them come to us when we look for people to come and work for us. We get a huge amount of Ryanair people.
Niall, I have...
Over.
Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
Quick question. I have a quick question, because I know you're in a rush. This is directed towards Dave. Dave, you mentioned the periodic table. Do you know it?
Yeah.
You're a nerd. You must know it.
Come on, it's been a long time now, lad. Thanks for making me look stupid live on air, though, Steve.
No problem. Do you not remember the song? No, there's hydrogen and helium, the lithium. You don't remember it, no.
Yeah, he used to do it on the Animaniacs.
Correct.
All right, we'll just throw one out then, okay? I'll tell you what, Breda, Dave, and Steve, if you know the answer to the question, just say your name. The chemical element for FE.
For FE?
Yeah.
Dave. Sodium?
No.
No, iron.
No.
Sorry, Steve.
Steve just Googled that, didn't he? He just Googled it.
I just Googled that.
You can hear his fingers. You can actually hear his fingers tapping.
I can't click that fast, for Jesus' sake.
Yeah. Well, I know that. All right, listen, lads, ladies, thank you very much indeed. Norman, Breda, Dave, and Steve, thank you very much indeed. Now, thank you to everybody who got involved in the show today. Don't forget, as usual, we would love you to support us. Please go to our website, nileboylan.com. You can go on there, you can donate, you can subscribe. It's really important you do that because we try and provide this platform. Today was a bit of fun. Of course, it was a social issue. But most days as well, we do a news story too. So please, we do interviews which are available on the website that you don't get to see when we stream. Please do support the show. Thank you very much indeed for everybody who gets involved and everybody who's got involved in the show. So I really do thank you. Some of the comments that are coming in. Max says, absolutely not. I completely agree. You should get paid equally as much if you're working equally as hard. It doesn't matter how many years you spent in college. Somebody else says, not. I mix cement for a living and we're completely underpaid. I imagine you do, yeah. There seems to be a level of snobbery with some of your callers today thinking their job is better than somebody else's. Well, I suppose they're thinking it's better because they go to college and all that kind of carry on. And there's another one here. Niall, you don't seem to understand it, but if you invest, as they rightly said, well, then you should get more of a turnaround at the end when you're paid. Whereas those who don't invest and end up working in a shop or a deli or stacking shelves, well, they don't deserve as much. That's a bit unfair, isn't it? Anyway, listen, thank you to everybody who got involved in the show. Appreciate it. And we should talk to you again tomorrow at the same time at 12. Until then, have a great day.
The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Podcast. Listen live on Facebook, YouTube, and all the usual live stream services. To get in touch, just WhatsApp or text 085-100-2255. The Niall Boylan Podcast. They told me to shut up. Available for download from all your usual platforms.